In preparing for the homily today, I turn to the easiest source possible as a millennial priest. I like to take the shortcut, or I like to take the easy route, so I turn to my phone. I ask Siri for some help. And so I asked Siri, "Is Jesus Christ God?" And she said to me, "It's your opinion that counts." It's my opinion that counts. And then I asked her, "Siri, does Jesus love me?" And she says, "Interesting question, Paul." I think she's Minnesotan. But the reality is, what do we believe about Jesus Christ? Do we believe that Jesus is God? And she had a little bit of truth in her comment, in her response back to me. She said, "It's your opinion that counts." What's important there is what counts. It's not just an opinion, it's a fact that Jesus is God, that Jesus has risen from the dead, that Jesus is alive. And it counts, it matters, the what we believe, the truths that we believe and the truths that are real impact us. And they count, they matter, they shape the way we live, they shape the way we live our lives on a daily basis. They shape the way we treat other people. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is God. Jesus Christ is alive. These facts shape our life this Easter morning. They cause us to come here and celebrate with great joy. We heard in all of our scripture readings today the impact of the encounter they had with Jesus Christ. It wasn't just something they believed. It wasn't just something they thought about or they had an opinion about. They experienced the power of God. Because God is real. They experience the goodness of God because God is real. They experience the love of God because God is real. Jesus Christ truly is God, and that shapes the way we live our life. We heard in our first reading today, heard from St. Peter, that Peter experienced the goodness of God. He says, "We are witnesses." And when he was on trial, and when he was invited to share the good news, he did so with great zeal. He shared that Jesus is truly God. And he reminded his audience as well that they experienced the life of Christ as well. They saw him do those amazing miracles. They saw him feed 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish. They saw him bring people back from the dead. They saw that Jesus was truly God. And that was the fact. And that still is the fact 2,000 years later, that Jesus Christ is God. And that shapes the way we live our life. We heard in our second reading today from St. Paul, to seek the things that are above. We often like to think, seek the things that are below. Seek our own desires. But we're to speak the truth. To seek what is above, what God tells us through the Holy Scriptures and through our beautiful Catholic faith. God enlightens our minds to help us understand who we are and who God is and how we're called to live in this world. We're called to seek what is above. You maybe noticed when the gospel was being proclaimed that it was a different gospel than your program. But the gospel that we were to read today that you have in the program is from the Gospel of Luke. And in the Gospel of Luke, we hear some important characteristics. One of the great themes of the Gospel of Luke is that Jesus came to save everyone. He didn't come just to save the intelligent. He didn't just come to save the Jewish people. He came to save everyone, including those who were outcasts or shunned by society, which in Jesus' time, women were unfortunately outcasts oftentimes in society. And so Luke does a beautiful job of emphasizing the importance of women in his gospel, of emphasizing the importance of those who were lowly, of those who were humble. And so in our gospel today, Jesus, or the women, go to the tomb. They go to the tomb, why? Because they're motivated by love. They experience Jesus. At the beginning of the gospel, it says, they who were with Jesus in Galilee. They were with Jesus during his ministry. And they experienced his profound love. They experienced his awesomeness. They experienced his divinity. And they came to believe in the reality they experienced. They came to believe in the truth that Jesus is God. And so they went to the tomb today seeking the Lord to show him love. by anointing his body with those oils. And they experienced and they encountered there the empty tomb, that Jesus was no longer there, but he had been raised. And they go and tell the disciples that Jesus was raised. And the disciples think it's nonsense. They think it's nonsense. It shows a little bit of arrogance on their part. They experienced Jesus in their own life too, but they failed to understand the truths of Jesus, that he was going to rise, that he was going to suffer, and then rise from the dead. And so the nonsense is actually on the part of the disciples. The women saw and believed. They experienced God, and they followed. Their lives were shaped by the truths that they experienced. And so Peter, though, doesn't just stay in his misunderstanding, stay in the darkness. He goes and wants to seek the truth. He wants to seek the answer. And so he goes to the tomb, and he himself experiences the empty tomb, and he is amazed. My brothers and sisters, we too need to seek the Lord, because he is alive. Yes, he is in heaven physically now, but he is still sacramentally present in the church. Every Sunday, every day during daily Mass, Jesus is sacramentally present right here on the altar in the Eucharist. Every day at Mass, Jesus is proclaimed in the Scriptures and made present there as well. Jesus is still alive. And we can encounter his love, we can encounter his goodness, we can encounter his truth when we pursue him. But it takes effort on our part, just like the women who sought him out, just like St. Peter who sought him out in the tomb. It takes effort to seek out the truth, to seek out the goodness of God. Oftentimes we just want to turn to our phone, turn to the easiest solution. Siri, what's the answer to this? But the reality is it takes work. It takes work to understand who we are and who we're called to be. It takes work to overcome sin in our life. It takes work to strive for holiness. But all of us know if something has any value, it takes effort to get it. It takes work to pursue anything that has great value. It takes effort, right? We say money doesn't just grow on trees, right? We don't live in a fuzzy reality, but we live in the real world, in the world where Jesus is God, in the world where Jesus is alive, in the world where Jesus is alive in you and in me. We have been baptized, and as a result of that, he has been instilled in each one of us. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is at work in each one of you. God's love is in each one of you. But when we don't seek to develop those God-given gifts, it sometimes remains dark. Sometimes remains challenging to understand who we are. We get frustrated. We get discouraged. We lose hope in our fallen world. But when we pursue God, when we pursue Jesus, we will find him because he is alive. I have experienced him in my own life. People in the pews next to you have experienced him in their own lives. I've seen him heal people. We have a parishioner here right now who has brain cancer, but he is miraculously still alive because of the grace of God. I've seen people that have had their hearts healed, marriages mended, life has been restored. God is alive. Jesus is alive in you, and he wants to continue to be alive in you. He wants to continue to strengthen you. But you too must cooperate. He doesn't just force you. Just like he didn't force the disciples, he didn't force the women as well. They responded to God. Ultimately, they responded to love. And that's what drew them to Jesus. And that's what draws us here today. So as we celebrate this Mass, seek the truth. Seek Jesus here in the Eucharist. Ask him to strengthen you this day as you receive him, that you would continue to pursue him, that you would continue to walk in accordance with him, that you would be transformed by his love, that you would be transformed by his goodness, that you would be transformed by his mercy. We often feel inadequate, but the reality is God fulfills us. In our weakness, God makes us strong. And so as you receive strength today in the Eucharist, the Lord makes you strong. He doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies those he calls. And he calls you today. Don't ask Siri. the questions that I did. She's not very helpful. She's not very helpful. But Jesus is helpful. Jesus isn't just helpful. He is the way, He is the truth, and He is the life. And He is alive. Allow Him to live in you this day. Allow Him to love in you this day. Allow Him to lead you throughout this life into the next, into heaven, where there is joy and celebration like none other.